not ready to come back yet. So, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2019, and I am your host. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach, divine lifestyle consultant, and angel intuitive, and you're now listening to Angel International Angels Network, and we're a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 516-453-9162. That is 1-516-453-9162. Today we have an open lines, open topic. We're going to be doing readings, free readings for about 45 minutes. So it's a great day to call in. You will likely, hopefully get through. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You'll see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we're live. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak with me for a mini reading, and you'll be in the queue. So that's 516-453-9162. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk to me and get a reading. Listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. And we also take your calls for angel messages live on the air. This Friday, we have a Christmas special with the hosts, and we'll be doing offering free readings at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Friday, December 6th, it's kind of like an angel Christmas party, so join us then. If you're not able to join us live on any of our events, you can always catch the archived podcast on Apple Music, Pinterest, Podable, Player FM, CastBox, Podtail, Podchaser, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio, and you can also find us on YouTube Live. Please subscribe. Go to YouTube, look for International Angels Network, and make sure to click the bell icon to get notifications. For every 100th subscriber, you'll be entered into a drawing for free gifts. Our online radio network has a membership program to help spiritual entrepreneurs expand their businesses. We offer ongoing support, coaching, and mentoring for all spiritual entrepreneurs worldwide. You can learn more at internationalangelsnetwork.com/membership. And we also now have online certification courses in metaphysical modalities. So to learn more, please visit internationalangelsnetwork.com/certifications. So it's pretty exciting. It's the beginning of December. There's a lot of mixed energies. You know, it's interesting. The polarity increases. It's like the days are shorter, but also I've noticed it's the brightest of the light, which is all this holiday spirit. So many people get overexcited and elated. And then you have the depths of despair and depression on the other end, where people who feel alone and don't have families or just feel alone or depressed in their lives, it gets intensified around this time. And then there's that middle way. So in quantum physics, you have the positive energy, which is that elated, over the top, oh my God, it's amazing, it's Christmas, woo! And trust me, I am one of those people that loves to freaking over the top with Christmas and decorations and celebrating every little thing. I'm not a huge fan of the consumerism, but I am a fan of the Christmas spirit. And the Christmas spirit is a real thing that comes in, that opens your heart and makes you feel warmth toward your fellow man and want to connect with people and celebrate life. And that is real. So on the opposite side, you have the negative charge, which is the interpreting things as, you know, that separation. So that's the original lie, because obviously the truth is we're all one and only love is real. But it's easy to focus on what's wrong and what's not working and get into that negative zone, which is the depression and sadness, or as Michelangelo put it, the agony and the ecstasy. So the middle ground is the that center point, or the void, or the zero point where there's no charge. It's just acceptance for everything and everyone exactly as they are and exactly as they're not, and love and gratitude for life. But it's not like the super super elation or super depression. It's more of a part of our suffering is feeling things should be different. Like, it's not that way. It should be a different way. So the middle way is always the way to go, which you can intercept all that monkey mind and the reptilian mind of fight or flight, or by responding from the heart, by putting your hand in your heart and breathing, deep breathing. And often we need to do this during the stressful holiday times. Even if you are one of those super happy, elated people, you get stressed out and run around and you feel overwhelmed. And if you're one of those people who just feels super suicidal and depressed, the same thing works. The antidote is the middle path of breathing and centering and focusing on only love is real, and knowing that love is not outside of you, but it is coming from within you, that you are the source of love, because you are a microcosm of the macrocosm, which is all that is, the divine love intelligence, that it's made of love. Unconditional love is what our creator is, and we're made in the image and likeness of this. So that is who we are at our essence. So it's important in this holiday season to remind ourselves of the reason for the season, which is love. Even if you're not super Christian and into the fact that Jesus, believing that Jesus died to save you for sin and this is his actual birth date and all that, the other fundamentalists and so forth, but they have, there's no way he was born on December 25th. The scrolls have proven that. I mean, because it was summer in Bethlehem, it wasn't December, it wasn't freezing. And the December 25th thing is a long-held belief for many religions over the years. But it's this Christmas spirit. We're celebrating unconditional love for those who are not ultra-religious. And it can be a beautiful, wonderful, positive time of harmony and family and celebrating. And I'm a big fan of that part of it. I have clients and friends who hate Christmas because they always felt disappointed. I have noticed a running theme coming through from clients. I thought I'd be at a different place in my life by now. I'm 40 years old. I thought I'd have a husband and own my own home and have a successful career. I can't tell you how many times I've heard stuff like this. I have a 69-year-old client who, she's doing incredibly well mostly, but she keeps focusing on everything that's not there. And so it's kind of it's a number we do on ourselves, because we're the magicians. We are the sorcerers, and what we focus on grows. So you can go into a negative spiral by focusing on what you don't want, what you don't love, what you don't like, and you amplify that. When you focus on the things you love and do like, that grows as well. So I'm not above all of this. I myself go through my own personal struggles. I've been trying to lose weight for a long time. I always don't do it. So basically, that's the bottom line. And I just started a ketogenic diet maybe about a month and a half ago, and I lost 15 pounds in the first 3 weeks. I was super excited. Guess what? I went off it because I went to a party and had a piece of cake and never looked back. I was back up to my old tricks, going to getting pizza and lasagna and whatever. So I gained back the 15 pounds. How many times have we heard this? About a million. So I have a coach, and I was talking to him about it and said, I can't believe this happened. But, this time I really mean it. I'm on this new diet. I started again yesterday, and I'm back on the ketogenic thing. And my boyfriend is supporting me. He's a bodybuilder, and he's really into health. And he's tried to support me in the past. But so we have this new thing where he's going to pay me $10 per pound, and he'll pay me in increments of every time I lose 10 pounds, I get $100. And if I gain it back, I have to pay it back. I was trying a new thing. So I was kind of joking, telling my coach about this. And he said, okay, I've known him and been working with him. His name's Q for a couple of years. And he said, you're really setting yourself up for failure this month. to be putting so much pressure on yourself, to be saying the same words I've heard you say a million times. This time I'm going to really do it. This time I won't make a mistake. He said, I want you to pretend, you know, because I'm a life coach and I help a lot of people and have a lot of clients, and I have my own personal things I still have not been able to overcome, even though I have mastered a lot of areas of life. Weight is not one of those. So he said, pretend that you are a $100,000 client in your own life, and I want you to create a program for yourself, detailed, that it's a year-long program, because this isn't going to be an overnight fix. I want you to start by treating this month of December as the ramp up to, or being ready for, this new slow. I mean, the point he was making is that setting myself up for failure, like saying this time I'm not going to make any mistakes, you know, and all that, is not serving me. And the reason I keep gaining the weight back is because clearly there is some reason why I keep gaining the weight back on a subconscious level. So the work I need to do is, yes, it's great to do the diets, but they're not sticking. And why is that? It's because there's something I haven't dealt with or haven't gotten clarity on, some core wounds that I need to do the work on myself. So he said, so your work, you know, is about gentleness and self-love and not beating yourself up all the time, because that's been a recurring theme of just like setting myself up for failure and make a mistake and then beat myself up and then say, see, it didn't work again. And his point is, we're letting all that go and we're going to come at this from another angle of just super high self-love. Now, interestingly, I am on day two of the ketogenic diet, but without too much effort. He said, give yourself permission to gain weight this month. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's the last thing I want to do. He's like, and I'm not going to. But the fact that I have permission to do what I want and make mistakes without it being something wrong, is there's something freeing in that already. So something's opening up. And I'm really now needing to dive deep into how, if I was my own client, and what advice and what homework and what things would I be giving myself to do? And he said, well, who's someone you admire? And I said, Marianne Williamson. He said, well, let's find a book on Audible that you can just basically, you need to reprogram a lot of your mind to the positive. So he's like, I want you to play it throughout the day while you're doing other things, and I want it to just be brainwashing you. So the book I picked was Return to Love, which I read that book in 1990, whatever, 7 or 8. It's a 1990s book. And just listening to it catapulted me completely out of my feeling I'm not good enough and despair. And such a brilliant, brilliant book. So I'd highly recommend to anyone who's been feeling depressed, stuck, beating themselves up, feeling that life should be a different way than it is, to pick up Marianne Williamson's book, either physical if you prefer, or on Audible. It's an oldie but goodie. It's called Return to Love. And it is just led me back fully into that heart-centered place that we started talking about, that zero point where only love is real and that's the purpose of life. And it takes away so much of that monkey mind stress that we put ourselves through, which is this inner tyrant that's always beating us up that we should be in a different place. I have faith that at some point I am going to lose weight and keep it off. I'm not 100% clear how. I mean, I know Marianne Williamson has a book. I bought that other audiobook. It's called The Spiritual Guide to Weight Loss. And I actually, when that came out in 2010, I bought the book. I used to go to all her talks in LA at the Saban Theater. And I got a picture of myself with her with the book. And I started reading it, and there were some challenging parts that was about, like, looking at the painful parts. And I remember I just put the book away and never read it again. So it's so funny. I know I will read it and listen to it at the time when I'm ready for that. But what Q said, my coach, is that I want to be listening to things that are not too heavy, that are positive, that I'm not going to have a resistance to. And any conversations about weight loss, I have a major resistance to, because I have a conversation that I've tried everything and nothing works. So I have so many nice, well-meaning people who are like, oh, you try this diet, try that, I did this, I did that. And I am just like, leave me alone. If I hear about another diet, I will kill you and kill myself. Not really, but in my mind, I have this massive resistance. So I'm not in a position that I want to listen to anything about weight loss specifically right now. I just want to reprogram myself about love. And just that self-love is the answer. That is how I'm going to end up losing weight, is gently loving myself and asking, what would someone who loves themselves do right now, and treating food like fuel instead of like trying to escape my feelings through eating, overeating, or eating things that aren't really helping me, and all that jazz. So we're going to take some callers now. The first caller we have is Kama from Arizona, or maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong, Kama. Are you there?
Kama. Yep, I'm
Kama.
Here.
Hi, Kama. How can I help you, love? Do you have a question, or you just want a general reading?
A general reading would be good. I was laughing as I was listening to you, because I'm the same way with money as you are with weight. You know.
Okay.
And so
meaning you get a lot of money, and then you spend it all, and then you're like, keep sabotaging yourself making money, or how are you the same way? Yeah.
The exact same way. I get a lot of money, and then I spend it all, and then I spend weeks or, you know, longer struggling with myself because I spent money I didn't have, you know.
Yeah, I do that too.
So as
we're twinsies.
So as I'm going into the holidays, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm traveling.
Right.
I have no money. What am I going to do? You know.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I pulled three cards for you, and they're totally related to that. So the first card is blossoming abundance, increasing wealth and value. And so don't get upset. This is going to turn around, trust me. But it says, and it was reversed. So it's, this card reveals a potential decrease in money with the coins falling from the garden and out of sight. Sometimes when you receive this card in this position, it might even feel as though cash is slipping through your fingers like water. While this might seem like an ongoing state of affairs, you can still turn things around. But be very conscious and responsible where money issues are concerned. Take action to plant new seeds and nurture your financial garden with patience and clarity. This cycle will end, and you will, in time, enjoy the fruits of your labor. And the affirmation is, abundant wealth blossoms all around me. I see the value in my everyday life. I also got the angel of balance, which is reversed, which implies that you might be out of balance in some area of your life. So ideally, when we're in balance, we would have work, play, relationships, and health and well-being. You know, a quarter of our lives are each of those areas, right? So do you feel you're out of balance a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, completely. All I do is work.
Oh, wow. All you do is work and you still don't have that much money?
No, because I'm salaried, so I don't work overtime. Or I don't get paid overtime. You know.
I see. So you work a lot, but you don't have that much money. So it says, remain conscious about how you're balancing your goals and your physical and emotional energy. Whenever you feel yourself getting off center or losing focus, call upon the beautiful angel of balance and bring her intention into your heart center. Your intuition will lead you in the right direction, and the angel will guide you to a peaceful and centered approach. So let's go in and find the core reason why money slips through your fingers, why you are a workaholic but you're not making a lot of money, and let's just kind of get that, nip that in the bud and try and remove it so that we can make room. Because the third card I call, which is future, is a man holding a coin upright, which means a wealthy man. It could be a love interest, it could be a financial planner, but it's a man holding a coin, and he looks like Fabio. He's really gorgeous. It's going to be coming into your life in the future. But for right now, let's go ahead and do the inner work to find out what it is that is your money template. You know, the angels are reminding me of a story. If money was a relationship, how do you feel? It sounds like you feel like you have money, but they go away. Like you can't trust money to stay. Do you feel like you can't trust money?
That's exactly how I feel, like I'm not worthy to have money. And so, I mean, I feel like that all the time, like everybody else is worthy of it, but I guess I don't feel like I am.
Okay. So I want you to fly above this year, 2019, and we're going to go up into the deep space. And do I have permission to talk to your unconscious mind?
Yeah.
Okay, so come on a journey with me, Kama, back into an earlier year that the angels are highlighting for you when you remember this feeling of not having enough and not knowing if money is going to stay or if you're going to have enough. Is there something coming to mind?
Every year when I was raising my kids, I was a single parent around Christmas. And they never really cared about Christmas, like getting gifts and stuff. But I always felt like I wasn't, everything around money with my kids. Like I wasn't able to provide them vehicles, the best presents, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many years ago was that? Is there a specific memory?
So last year, actually, I went up to visit my kids. They're adults now, and I had set an amount of money to get them gifts and stuff, and had to buy a different plane ticket, so all of my money went away that I had saved all year. And it's like that every single year. Like something comes up at Christmas time that interferes with Christmas.
I get it. So is there something specifically about Christmas you think that triggers this lack and fear? Like you're not going to have the presents, you're not going to have the money to be the good mom you want to be? Is it Christmas or is it all the time?
It's all the time, but it really is pronounced at holidays. Because both of the boys' birthdays are right before Christmas.
Ah, okay. So you had to double up, and it's this kind of dread, like, oh, my God, am I going to have the money to give them presents?
Yeah.
Well, what does that feeling feel like in your stomach when you're tuning into that experience last year? Could you describe it in a feeling? Is it sadness, fear, dread, just sickness?
It's dread.
Dread. Okay, great.
And I think about it all year round. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so do you understand what a powerful creator you are, that all year round you're thinking about dread and you're basically amplifying that feeling of lack for an entire year, right?
Yeah.
I do it, too, with my weight. I say all the time in my mind, no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. Everything I try, I can't lose weight. I do the same thing. So we're both powerful creators. So if you're thinking and dreading it for an entire year leading up to it, and then you manifest a reality where you really don't have still the kind of money that you want to have. So we need to, like, notice that you're the creator. And we're going to fly above that year and go back to an earlier day when the angels, an earlier time in your life. Let's go into childhood now, maybe grade school or something. Do you remember something with your parents with money where you made a decision that you don't get what you want or money can't be trusted or money is scarce or something coming to mind, an incident where you kind of decided, wow, money is not my friend. It doesn't stay with me or it's not something to befriend.
Yeah. When we were growing up, we were really poor.
Okay.
Like very poor. And my mom actually, she went back to school and became a nurse. And after I graduated, I'm the youngest. You know, she and my dad did much better, but she spent everything she had. You know, like she was, she's a hoarder. And so as fast as she would make it, she would spend it.
So that was your template. You realize that, right?
That's what just occurred to me,
So this is what you had as a model is your mom. And so when you saw your mom be like that, did you decide it's sort of like you don't have control. Like, did your mom feel like she had no control? Was it a compulsive spending? Even though she didn't have it, she kept spending it all, and it was never enough.
Yeah.
So you kind of have that same thing. So, all right. So it started in childhood where you didn't have parents who had a healthy financial relationship. And so it's a template. We can change that. And that's been your pattern. So I would love, since many people are in your boat and my boat, I also could use some more money for sure. I'd love to lead everyone who's listening in a guided abundance angel meditation where we're really going to let go of the past, of these past decisions our inner child might have made based on limited information around us. In your case, that your mom, your dad not having enough, that this is going to be a way of life, and dreading having to deal with how to get through life, not knowing how you're going to have the money, and just having this kind of underlying feeling of lack and dread, right? Don't you think it's time to change that story and turn the tables on that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So I think Claudia, our producer, has some beautiful music, and we'll just invite everyone who's listening to just start by closing your eyes. And take a deep cleansing breath. And we're just going to breathe out dark smoke, all those limiting beliefs and dread and fear of not having enough for the holidays, fear of not having enough in life, fear of not being supported, fear that money doesn't grow on trees and it's hard to make money, and all these limiting thoughts. We're just breathing it out like dark smoke, and we're breathing in white light. And imagine above your head a beautiful, relaxing light. And imagine that light just being a wave of relaxing energy. And it's moving down, moving all the way down from the top of your head, all the way down to your toes. And with every breath, just feel that light, that relaxation, going deeper and deeper into your mind, calming your thoughts and releasing all tension. And as you feel that relaxing energy pulling you deeper, pulling your whole body deeper, down into the floor, just feel yourself sinking deeper, grounding yourself in a calm state of clear mind. Calm relaxation with every breath you take. You'll notice that your thoughts become more quiet, your body more relaxed, and your heart is more open to receive this wonderful healing energy. And you may not have known, but you have the power to command money in your life whenever you need it. There is an abundance of money everywhere. You are a creative center from which all things flow. You are the one who dictates how much money comes into and out of your life. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, I want you to imagine that this wonderful light is washing away any negative thoughts about money or success that is in your energy, in your mind, deep in your subconscious belief system. Just feel that light cleaning and clearing. And imagine that all those negative thoughts and ideas are being pulled out of you like dark clouds leaving you as the wonderful light washes away all those thoughts and replaces them with your authentic self, your beautiful, authentic, powerful self. Feel that self emerging now as the fears leave you, as you remember now who you really are, the power that you are. Your magnificence. And imagine this powerful self going into a beautiful garden. See the flowers and trees and birds in this garden. Maybe a pond or a waterfall. Feel a warm breeze. Such a beautiful place. And imagine that in this garden, there is a white staircase. That leads all the way up to the sky. In your mind, you know this staircase leads to your source. Some people call this place heaven, God. And other people call it the universal force of all creation. Imagine your magnificent self walking up those stairs and connecting with source energy. And in that beautiful place, it gets lighter and lighter, where you can hardly distinguish your physical body anymore. And you're all light. You are one with this light. And imagine that there is a bank up there. The universal bank of all abundance. You see a beautiful angel there, all light, waiting to take your order. Behind her, rows of millions and millions and millions of millions of rows of gold. But you only need a certain amount. So you just take what you need. Imagine asking her for the amount of money that you wish to receive right now. You can ask for anything you like. Some people start out with small amounts so they can get familiar with the receiving form, the universal force, and the creation that they are. Others ask for larger amounts. You can ask for any amount that fits with your belief system that works for you. You can imagine that each gold bar represents either 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 or $1,000,000, however you want to see them. And see that beautiful angel hand you over the amount of bars, the money that you request. Take those bars and return back down to that beautiful garden. As you walk down the stairs, you know in your heart that your request will be fulfilled. Believe with every cell of your being that your request will be fulfilled now. Imagine those gold bars transforming and turning into beams of light as you walk down the stairs back to your physical form. Imagine those light beams going out throughout the world to bring back to your people, to bring back to you people, clients, customers, business partners, investors, whatever you may need. Whatever way this money comes to you, see those beams of light go out and pull them toward you like a magnet. Positive, powerful vibration of source energy. Because you know we are all connected. We are all here to help each other. When we give and another receives. So when you give, you allow someone else to receive. So it's all part of the collective consciousness to share with each other the abundance that's ours. So return back to the beautiful garden and know in your heart that your request is fulfilled. Hold all these good feelings and know that you can come back to this place and return to source anytime you need funding in your bank account. The universal bank account has no limit. You can ask for whatever you want, and it comes to you easily now. You attract money easily and effortlessly. You're opening your mind to new creative ways to attract money. You feel good when you're giving and receiving. You love to share your abundance with others. And as you give to others, you state an impression of increase to all so that all can be fulfilled all can be enjoying this earthly experience in profound, deep abundance. You deserve to live an abundant life. You deserve to be happy and joyful. Everyone wants you to be happy. Everyone wants you to succeed. Feel the whole universe surrounding you. This divine energy supporting you, holding you, cheering for you, believing in you. Know that you are not alone, that you are in the presence of greatness, and you allow yourself to step into your magnificence now. And be in awe of your creative abilities, attracting wonderful, peaceful, loving energy into your life each and every day. And all these ideas about money and being deserving of it are in your subconscious mind now, ready to be activated, ready to draw the money to you sooner than you ever thought possible. You believe in your ability to manifest now more than ever before. You have faith. You trust. You believe. And you're in awe of your own wonderful, magnificent self. So when you're ready, you can come back into your body feeling rejuvenated, inspired, and alive. Well, Kem, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I really feel, did I say it right? Kama? Sorry, Kama.
Yep.
Are you still there? I really feel that I think you're speaking for many of us by bringing up that abundance. And the truth is, we are all magicians, and that we are all, you know, able to shift our reality by taking out some of those belief systems that we might have had since the past, from childhood or what have you, where you decided it's hard to make money and all these things, and replacing it with the truth, which is you are an individualized aspect of all that is, which is our original source. So the nature of source is abundance. It's always giving. There's always the trees are always having, you know, apple fruit. The apple trees are always appling, and the grass is always growing. The sun is always shining. It's giving, giving, giving. But we have this kind of lack, which is the third dimensional vibrational frequency that everyone who's on planet Earth was born into, and a lot of scarcity, except for that few 1% or whatever you want to say, the top 10% that have this entitlement and knowing all their needs are always met. Most of us had that other implant, which is there's never enough, and money is scarce and all that. So so I hope that helped, and we were able to go into that, and I hope that helped people who are listening to remember the truth is that you have a say in your own life. You can let go of that uneasy kind of, you know, dread feeling toward money, and step into your birthright, which is abundance and love and abundance of opportunities. And I even see you making a job change, honey, because if you're working all the time and you're not making a lot of money, it's time for a change with that. So let's say for 2020 to be open to new ways to make money and have more free time. How does that sound?
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Aw, well, thank you so much for your call, and happy holidays, and have a great rest of your evening. Thank you. Blessings. If you are listening, feel free to press 1 for a free mini reading. I have to say, like, I also, like Kama, have struggled with feeling like, you know, where's my money coming from, but I'm a magical manifester. I prove over and over again. And one thing that definitely manifests abundance is a willingness to be of service to the universe. So obviously I do free readings on this show. I also happen to see someone who had one of my Facebook friends who I, you know, she came to a workshop like 3 or 4 years ago, but I saw, she said, I'm in a dark place, da 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 da. So I just sent her a message saying I'd love to offer you a free mini, you know, free half-hour reading if you want to help you kind of recenter. So she said, great. And right after I did that, I got 2 paid readings, like immediately within the hour. So it really shows, like, when you give, the universe gives more. And we have Claudia, our producer, who would love to share one of her, an abundance story that she experienced that she'd love to share. Are you there, Claudia?
I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I talking about abundance today. I have a really awesome story. I actually went out to pick up some lunch for my parents, and we're getting our floors done in the house. So I said, okay, let me stop by at Petco and get me some cat food. And we have 4 stray kittens that are here living outside. They're feral cats. Black cats, so we're looking for homes for them. But anyway, so I went and I was looking, what kind of cat food can I get that is not so expensive, but it's good for, you know, the adult cats and the older and the kittens. So I saw an $8 coupon, and then when I went to go ring up, I told the lady, hey, the price on Petco website says this price. They're like, oh, it's a Cyber Monday, we can't match prices today. So, and she goes, let's do this. Go ahead and buy it online, and then you can come pick it up, and I'll refund your money. So, because I used the $8 coupon, she refunded the whole price, the regular price, and the $8 coupon. So, I got the $8 back in cash.
So what I did is I
used that money, and I donated $5 from that money coming back. I thanked the universe, and I gave $5 back, and I donated to Petco. With that $8,
that's so
I gave them $5 to donate it to Petco for the, you know, for the pets, you know, the homeless pets. So that's what I did today as a thank you to the universe, you know, to help me out. So
yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good story. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just little things, you know, you just got to think money differently. Like, I grew up in poverty, like with Kama, you know, my mom grew up in poverty. They lived in a clay house, and it was 10 kids, and it was only 2 bedrooms. And, you know, they lived very poorly. And so my mom had that mentality of living poor, same as right now. She still has a kind of still mindset of being living poor. My mom is 75. And so it runs in, like, in your DNA. So I had to change the way of thinking of what money is, because I felt like always, same thing with Kama, I always felt like money was, it always leaves me. But I always have, I tell myself, I'm always there in divine timing. I am divinely protected. I have divine health. And I'm open to receive any gift. You know,
that's just beautiful.
Just got to have a different mindset of doing things. And you got to do it every single day. I do it while I'm in the shower, when I'm getting ready. So I do that while I'm in the shower, you know. So that's like your little meditation. You know, if people say, I don't have time for meditation. Well, once you have that conditioner in your hair or something, or, you know, just do your meditation. You know, there's walking meditation. You don't have to close your eyes to do meditation. You can have your eyes open as long as you're doing it. You have to do it every day. It's like spiritual maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it seems like today is an abundance show, so there are a few more things I would love to say on the topic of abundance. So there are abundance angels that you can call upon, and they're at your beck and call. So the first step would be to ask for help. So, you know, dear abundance angels calling you in, and you want to have a crystal clear intention. So what is it that you're asking for? What do you want? If you're not 100% sure of the thing that you're wanting, whether it's a dollar amount or more friends, or you want to, or, you know, an abundance of feeling like you have extra to share, you want to focus on the feeling of how do you feel when you have it, what it is you're wanting. You can just imagine, like that call with Kama, she feels dread every Christmas because of all the months leading up to Christmas, because she doesn't know if she's going to have enough money to buy good presents or have enough to travel and do all the things she needs to do during the holidays. Instead of that dread, what does it feel like? It's like such a, when you just have a bunch of money in your bank account, it's just pure relief and freedom. It feels like freedom. So if you can't think of exactly what you want, just imagine yourself just feeling relieved and free and good. And if you're not sure as far as getting clarity of what you're asking for, if you're not sure, you can just basically add to it, like, I would like to have this new job, this particular new job, and you can always add to the end this or something better. And if you're afraid that you're going to be selfish, some people are like, they don't want to ask for too much, like they're taking it away from someone else. But really, there is an abundance in the universe of money and opportunities and every good thing. So it's sort of like being afraid that you're taking a bucket of water out of the ocean and you're taking too much and there isn't enough for anyone else. It's not like that. There's nothing to ask for abundance is not stealing it from other people. There is enough to go around. This law of supply and demand, the economy, and the 1% hoarding all the money in the world, the billionaires, that's something, but it's kind of an illusion, because there is other money and opportunities available, and we are heading into this golden age of the new earth where there is plenty of money, opportunities. You know, there are people who are visionaries creating a resource-based economy. There are new things in the works. So we want to know there is an abundance and you're not taking from others if you ask for money. So you want to focus on all the times, you know, if you're not sure and you're thinking, well, man, this isn't going to really happen, think about all the times you have prayed or asked and been, and your prayers were answered. Of course, you'll be able to come up with many of those examples. And if you want to know how to clarify your desires, another way is to pray, like, dear God, thank you for providing all of my earthly needs. I ask that you continue to guide me clearly to everything I need to fulfill my mission and to be able to provide a safe and healthful life for myself and my loved ones. Amen. That's a great prayer. And often we need resources to be able to continue to be of service. That's something, you know, we need to have our bills paid, whether it's rent or mortgage or food. You know, when our needs are met, we can all be operating in our higher selves, doing what we're here to do in whatever service that is. So when you call on the abundance angels, you don't need to ask them a million times for the same thing. That's sort of like asking a waiter, you know, after you've already ordered, I'll have the salmon. 10 times going, I'll have the salmon. You know, once the order is put in, you can trust and have faith that it is being worked upon. So prayer is a real thing that works. I mean, I was raised Catholic. The old school prayer is like supplication, which is, dear God, please, 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 please do these things. And if you give me those things, I'll be good, or I'll do this. And that's not really the way it is, because we are divine co-creators with God, and we have the power to declare and affirm in prayer that, you know, thank you in advance that all my needs are met. Thank you so much for having these bills paid, or having this $1,000 extra for money to spoil my family and friends at Christmas. Thank you so much. I have a friend named Joy. she calls her angels upstairs management, her spirit guides. She calls it upstairs management, and when she needs something in her life, she gives them an invoice. I need these following things, you know, and she gets it. They're it's fulfilled. They just basically, you know, fulfill the invoice. It's kind of a cute way of doing it. So because the law of free will is always in operation for everyone and everything, your angels will not interfere with you unless you ask. So it is important to go ahead and call on them and ask for their help. The how of how this gets fulfilled is really up to God. We often are like, well, I don't know how it could possibly be that I can make this much money or have these things happen. We want to let go of the attachment of the how and the logic part. The logical mind needs to know the steps of how realistically this can happen. But the divine mind of God, which is the divine guidance, is very creative. There are many ways that what you're asking for can come to you. So one example would be, you know, once you have asked your abundance angels for help, then you get a feeling or an intuition. Divine guidance usually comes as something that's repetitive, gentle, and it's, you know, even if you keep ignoring it, it keeps coming back. And because the angels never tell you what to do in a kind of bossy way, they make suggestions. So if you're able to be clear and tuned in, you can hear the divine guidance coming from these angels that might be like, go to this class. Why do they want you to go there? Because there's a business partner there that's going to invite you to participate in an opportunity, or, you know, or a new love in your life, or what have you. So they're always giving you guidance. They're always trying to help us because our angels are always working on our behalf, but we're not often tuned into that radio station called Angel FM. So how do we get there? We take, like we talked about earlier on the call, that we take the deep breath, breathe into the heart, and the affirmation is, I easily hear and understand the voice of spirit. I listen, I trust, I take guided action. I trust. And in that way, you are available for the guidance that comes through. And it's a beautiful thing. So I am Shishi O'Donnell, and I love empowering people through my one-on-one divine life coaching. If you're going through a transition in life, whether it's with work or relationships or any other area, or you're going through a sticky time or depression or feeling stuck, I would love to offer a complimentary 30-minute coaching discovery call where I can offer some solutions and support to help you to live a life that you love, that is in alignment with your soul. And if you're interested in taking advantage of that offer of a free 30-minute coaching call, give me a call or a text at 323-251-1955. That's 323-251-1955. And I also love helping people to connect with their angels and guides and get peace of mind through angel readings. For info on my readings, events, and coaching packages, please visit my website, divineguidancereadings.com. Or you can follow or friend me on social media. I am Shishi O'Donnell. It's S-H-E hyphen S-H-E O'Donnell on Facebook. Or you can find me on Instagram. I'm Angel Shishi, Angel S-H-E-S-H-E. And I have a Facebook business page, which is Divine Guidance Readings with Angel Shishi. And if you appreciate my work and would like to support through a love donation, you can do so at internationalangelsnetwork.com/Shishi. So I'd love to thank everyone for tuning in this week. And I wish you a happy, healthy, abundant, beautiful, heart-centered holiday season coming up. If you start to get overwhelmed, remember, just pull the car over, put your hand on your heart, breathe into the beautiful peace, and connect with your soul and the knowingness that all is well. All right, guys, have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening again.